This is DJ Orange.
And this is DJ Sierra.
And this is episode 34 of Newgrounds Radio, broadcasting on Valentine's Day.
Yay! Well, for most of us, yay. Some of us, lonely.
Oh, yeah, I know. Hey, trust me, for most of my life, I was alone for Valentine's Day, but this is the first year I'm not alone. Woohoo!
Yay!
Yes. Okay, if you don't know who we are, you know who we are. We're a weekly radio podcast featuring the Newgrounds music. Try to give some exposure to lesser-known artists and give you, the listener, some of the top artists on Newgrounds.
Right.
You can find our podcast. Are you want to tell them, John, again?
We can find our podcast at You can find our podcast on iTunes or most other feed programs. Our website is newgroundsradio.com, and form is...
Don't
there's
say
a link
it's...
on... Yeah.
It just do a search for Newgrounds Radio on the BBS and you'll find it.
Yeah.
And please send us an email at newgroundsradio@gmail.com. All right. We got actually a little bit to mention. It's just we're unorganized. What do you want to do first? The dandy one or?
Let's do the dandy.
Let's do the dandy.
That,
all right.
That sounds dirty. Sounds
going
dirty.
Go do the dandy.
No.
Alrighty. It's on the front page right now. Probably by the time you go there, it'll be off. But anyway, there's basically this Flash game that came out. It was like a side-scrolling shooter. Apparently, it caught Tom Fultz's attention, and he actually made a T-shirt for it. And one of the promotional things is that it says in the post that when he proposed, was it proposed? It was a wedding gift.
Yes.
That he gave when he married April, and he got this humongous lollipop, and he couldn't possibly save it all, so what he did was he smashed it into a bunch of pieces, and with every t-shirt that you get for this game that has, like, this little guy with a lollipop, or riding a lollipop,
mm-hmm.
You basically get a chunk of that lollipop that he smashed, so until it runs
in
out.
In a little Ziploc bag.
Yep. And I actually got a chance to play the game. It's pretty fun. The only complaint point I've got is that it's like one of those side-scrolling shooters, and you have to press the button every time to shoot, where it would just be so much nicer to just hold the button down and continue shooting, because it's like it's got a ton of stuff on the screen, and you're constantly mashing A. It'd be better to just hold A. But I think he wanted to kill our keyboards. So, I don't know. Valentine's Day, fun.
Unfortunately, don't have any kind of music to reflect upon this, but...
I don't know. We could have done, like, some searches for, like, some lovey-dovey stuff, but...
We should have. We really should have, but we didn't.
I'm not that kind of guy, really.
Yeah.
We don't buy into the stereotypical love crud.
So, no emails this time?
Oh, you might want to mention the one email, the guy that,
Oh, right. Just give me a minute to pull it up, because... He's in basically the sum of it is he's yelling at Orange here because he has never played another Zelda game except for Link's Awakening.
Oh, sue me! I've played every other Genesis game out there. I played Sonic when I grew up. Sorry.
Yeah.
I can get on you about not playing Sonic 3D or any that crud. Or God, if you get me on a rant about Shadowrun of anyone who hasn't played that, ooh. I'm about as ticked as you would be if I said that I didn't play any Zelda, which I really haven't, so.
And it still ticks me off every time.
Fine. I'm going to do it eventually, darn. I'm going to, not promoting it, I'm just saying what I'm going to personally do. I'm probably going to get one of those ROM things and just download a copy of it and play it for a little bit, probably.
You should. Or go over to a friend's house or something. Can't hear you. You're cutting out.
I don't have any friends with a Nintendo.
Sorry.
Have, like, PS3s and Xbox. All
right. This is the letter from Brian F. How dare? How can you possibly have only played one Zelda game? At least play Wind Waker and the Ocarina of Time. I'm ashamed of you.
I was going to say, well, for one, I don't have a GameCube or an N64.
There you go, now you're back.
Okay, I was messing up. That's strange.
Yeah.
Maybe it's my computer mic, I don't know.
Anyway.
Anyway, yeah. Oh, I wanted to mention the guy, oh, what was it? The high speed racing one we did last show. I can't remember the name.
Yes.
That one. He sent me a ton of PMs. We kind of had a conversation. First one is, first of all, I want to say thank you. It's really cool to hear my own song on the NG radio. I don't know if I have a chance to get in the next episode, so I'll just show you some of my work. And actually, yes, one of his songs is, I believe it's the last song on this podcast. It's called Windows Vista Symphony.
Oh, that's his song? Okay, cool.
Yeah. And then he's got Tetris Theme Remix and Electronic Control. I actually like the first two a lot. The third one I was kind of eh, but the
Hold
Tetris Theme
on.
and
You've
Electronic
cut out
Control.
again.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Is it better now? Oh, darn.
No.
What the hell? Oh, it's probably my crappy mic. Better?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Any better?
It was a little bit.
Ugh, God.
I think you've got to shorten your mic.
Yeah, that might be because of that exposed wire I have.
Could be.
Yeah, that's such crap. Okay, any better now, right?
Yeah.
See, this is why
Fiddle with
people
it.
need to like donate to us, just because I need a new mic. I really do.
Yes, you're back.
Okay, whatever I did.
I don't know what you did. Don't move.
Yeah, I'm not gonna move, trust me. Anyway, yeah, Tetris Theme, Electric Control. He says we do a great job. And we go on to talk. What was it? Oh, he went on a rant here.
Yeah.
Zero Gravity Racing, that's what it's called.
Okay.
I just told him my policy about, not featuring too many people in one episode just because it would be kind of overkill.
Right.
Apparently he's interested in doing an interview. He said he was just a 15-year-old kid that he's kind of nervous about doing it. I mean,
Oh, that's
everybody's nervous
absolutely
when they
fine.
first do this. Yeah. But right now
I
he
mean,
doesn't have a mic.
hell, I was nervous when I was talking to you for the first time.
Sure, yeah. Then you get over it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gonna say I'm just used to it because I've done 34 episodes now. So,
Mm-hmm.
just scrolling through them. And he was asking on how we do it. He's like, is it on MSN or something? And that's actually a good question. If you're interested in doing an interview, all you're gonna need is a microphone and Skype.
Skype.
Skype is completely free. It's essentially it's the same thing except it focuses on calling more.
Right.
I really don't see what everybody's buzzing about Skype. It's like MSN, Yahoo, and AOL offer the exact same thing. It's and they all have these plans to calling to outside lines too.
The only thing is, we have to use Skype because it's the only way we can record this.
Yeah, pretty much. And somehow, Dronigan actually figured out how to make his mic louder, so I'm not having to boost his signal.
So we can
So,
actually talk to people now.
yeah, we could have conferences. We could have you and a friend. Heck, we could do four people if we wanted to, if we could
True.
manage it.
All right. Yes. Now for the music.
Yes, the music, the one that the reason you're all here. Okay, to combat Dronigan's Nintendo tendency, I had to defend myself with a Super Sonic compilation. This is the same artist that actually did the Nintendo one, I believe. And the one complaint I have is, please God, when we cut out and say, here's the music, turn your speakers down because this first part is so ill. It's
It's
horrible.
screechy.
Yes, it's screechy, so. And our voices are naturally, I guess, quieter than the music, so. It's screechy.
Sorry.
Well, it's also, a lot of people like their music loud. So yeah, it's screechy. The beginning is screechy, but it gets a lot better, and I kind of like a lot of remixes. It's very echoey. I don't know. What's the next? The number for that one is 200162.
And if you didn't hear that, the number for that one was 200162.
Sorry, is my mic cutting out again?
Yeah, it was. Now you're back. Anyway, the next song is DJD and Neo Drummer, the full thing. It's a very excellently done rave song.
Yeah.
I can imagine myself just dancing at a rave, just going, yeah, with the glow sticks and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, just booty dancing with some chick.
Yeah, of course, by my luck, it would probably be a guy. Yeah.
You have that kind of luck.
Hey, I'll save that for the special.
Okay,
All right. And the number for this next one is 185164.
All right. Essence of Time by F77. Almost everybody knows this guy. Come on. Really?
Yes.
I don't know what to say about it, really. I listened to it, but I kind of forgot.
It's a trance song. Still another rave, well, yeah, rave type trance. I enjoyed it.
It was okay. It to me, it's like standard F77 work, or 777, whatever his name is.
Yeah, so if you like this, check out his other music. It's pretty good.
I still love Chinese Dance Machine the best. That was like
Yeah.
ancient NG radio. If you go to like the big old archives, it's probably still there. All right, so number for that one, and then
Next
I think we'll start.
is 129916.
All right, here's your songs.
Thank you. And we're back.
And I'm back, yeah. Hopefully my mic isn't all screwy. Something's wrong with my mic today, kids.
Yes, we apologize for the technical difficulties.
I'm probably going to get a new mic soon. Sometime when I'm at school next week, I'll probably get one.
Steal one from the. Oh, wait. Oh, never mind.
What?
Okay, yes. Skype could not hear me talking for some reason.
That's strange.
Anyway. Yeah,
Anyway, yes.
anyway. As I was saying, steal one from the computer supplies. There you go.
They don't have them at my school. I'd have to go to Best Buy and buy it.
Oh.
Because I bought one at my school and it was absolute trash.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, these next few songs.
DJP is Final Countdown. I actually remember this song. It was on a VH1 like worst songs of rock. It was just they made fun of it. It was he's so serious about the final countdown. It was just so stupid of a rock song, but as an instrumental, it's pretty nice. And he did a really good remix of it. So number is 143933. That's
Oh,
kind
jeez.
of what.
You cut out through that whole explanation.
Oh, God damn it. Really?
Yeah, and then you come right back in with the number.
Oh, God damn it. I hate myself. Anyway.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll screw with it, hopefully.
Yeah. All
And,
right.
okay, the next one is Fly Me to That Cloud.
I personally like this song. It's a type of music that we don't usually play a lot, but it's only because not a lot of us look for it. It's British pop. So.
I don't really know what the difference between. Or is it British rock? That's what it is, isn't it?
British rock, yeah.
I don't get what the difference is, really.
I think it's like style or voice or something. But anyway, the number for that one is 173-824.
All right. And the one after that is Legends, and I'm going to let Dronigan talk about it because he just loves it.
Legends is basically like before how DJ Orange was saying how you should just stop whatever you're doing, go to an area and just dance. This is that song. It earns its name with stars.
True, yeah. I liked it. I listened to it. It's pretty good. I still like the freeze more just because it was kind of inventive.
Right.
And but the one thing I had about the freeze was that it just kind of I don't know how to say it, kind of got too repetitive.
True. I still downloaded it. I still love it. So,
Yeah, I need to go
anyway.
re-download it.
The Legends is 192583.
All right, appreciate
Enjoy.
Safe. I'm gonna hold this thing where apparently if I like hold it in the right spot you can hear me. Guaranteed, so I'm gonna do that.
love these songs.
Right. Everlasting was nice.
It was nice.
It kinda earns its name Everlasting and it goes for a little bit, but
yeah.
I liked it. It's rather good trance. It had me up and dance, and I listened to it. It's like, oh, this is pretty nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the number for that one is 186-428.
All right. Next one is Impulse. It was a house song, which I actually don't have any regular house songs. This one was a request, by the way.
Right.
I believe someone in the BBS requested that it be played, so. What did you think of it from what you heard?
I really have no comment on it. I mean, it's.
I didn't like
it.
It
sounds
vocals.
Like a mix between rap and techno.
Yeah. It had that traditional house beats, which, if anyone is a big house fan, they would know kind of how it's different than techno and such. It just sounds more. I don't
right.
know really how to describe it, but. I think it could do without so many vocals. I didn't like the vocal opening. It was kind of like, yo. It actually was kind of like, bleh. And then during the song, it got better. But having a bleh
right.
opening's not good. And the number for that one is 209-596.
Right.
And the last one.
To close us off, the Windows Vista Symphony.
What'd you think?
I was awestruck at how talented this guy is. He just used one sound, just the one sound, and he made a song out of it. I'm like, holy crap, is this really just one sound? And I'm going through it, and I'm like, wow, it really is. Because I can tell that he kind of distorted it, but it's just the one sound.
Okay, I actually scrolled down, and I read some of the reviews. F777, who we just mentioned earlier on this show, reviewed it.
Really?
Yeah, he said, wow, man, this is really calming, and you really push the limits with only one sound. Awesome job on that. I'm really impressed. It would be cool if you made another version, one that has sounds of rain in the background and more instruments, etc. You should try that. And
huh.
he loves that. It's like, okay, so this guy who's actively selling CDs and making a little bit of money off his music is
reviewing.
Hey, this is good.
Yeah, so that's definitely a compliment.
Yeah. From F77, I'm not saying he's like the king of it or anything, but
he's pretty
good.
He's decent.
And we're actually going to have more by this artist next episode, so...
Stay tuned.
Anything else you want to close the show out with other than Happy Valentine's Day?
Remember to check out the website.
Oh, yeah.
Because we need people. Not trying to sound desperate or anything, but we need people.
We could always use more people. I mean, even people have, like, thousands of listeners and such. They could always use more people.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, our website is newgroundsradio.com. Go figure. Forums,
oh, we
just...
forgot to say the number.
Oh, the number, right, duh.
Right.
Sorry.
Windows Vista Symphony. Number is 211978.
I got so many windows open right now, I don't know what the heck to do with. Hey, Windows, Windows Symphony? Bad
yes.
pun.
Right.
And our forums, if you do a search in the BBS, is NG Radio. Just do a search for that. And if you're deciding on whether to PM me or post it on the forums, post it on
do
the
it.
Forums. If you post it on the forums, actually, instead of PMing me, so that Dronigan can see it too. And
yeah,
so everybody can see it, so we can get a discussion going. That's kind of the point. We don't want just us two. We're no fun. So, anyway...
Unless you enjoy listening to us, then that's okay.
In which case, you're insane.
Good point.
So, anything else?
Happy holidays.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Right, not, happy Valentine's Day.
Not happy holidays, it's not Christmas
No, that's
again.
Christmas. I'm losing my mind.
So, happy Valentine's Day, Christmas, and Kwanzaa.
All yes.
Right. Till next time, we'll see you guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
after party. Just the after, they call it. In Los Angeles and L.A., in L.A. we call it just the kickback after hours. The kickback after hours in Los Angeles are the after parties that we do. The after parties where we play house music till 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, till noon. People come to the after parties there. They go till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, Sunday morning. They're after partying, and then they go to church. They're there at 12 o'clock, noon session for church to like release their souls. First they release their bodies. Later on they're doing their soul and their spirit with the Lord. Later on, they're doing their soul and their spirit with the Lord.